Blog Talk Radio. give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
Songwriter said, I feel like going on. You know, through the trials, they may come, but I feel like going on. That means not always going on just to heaven. That means even trials and tribulations of our life. It will come, but we just need to keep pressing on. And then that other song is I Give Myself Away. I thank God for how we can look at life right now knowing that Father God that he's gonna have to come in and come in our life and let us know that he in our life. Then how he does this, he let the spirit mold in our heart. Let him know that he's so close. So we thank him for a day like this because he made it out of reality. Because if it had not been for God, who was on our side, where would we be? We learned that it was impossible for man, but not for God. That the old scripture, old parable says, is there anything too hard for God? So if we come by this morning, just want to lift them up. We come by, want to say thank you for this hour that you always give us just to be reasoning your word and coming in fellowship and starting our day out. I must tell you, from the bottom of my heart, I was introduced to a text earlier this morning, and I asked the young man what he mean about that God hides things from us, the ones that are not in fellowship with him. God hides it. Even the ones that are so close to him, they said, we have not, we don't understand. You know, can you make it more simple for us? Can you explain it to us so we can be able to understand what you're trying to tell us, Jesus? And I want to tell you this morning, if you're walking with the King, and I said the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who woke us up this morning, if you're walking with him, all you got to do is consider him in prayer. Consider God in prayer. In prayer. It's been a while since we prayed, since we had something about healing. You know, and there's a passage of scripture God tells us about what we're supposed to do when it's time for prayer and healing. Just for your short time, if you're listening to this, James 5 and 13. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We're gonna try to push on with this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit. We thank you, Father God, for how you manifest yourself each and every time that we come together. We ask you in the love of God to govern us today, Lord, that we get in your spirit, that anything hinder us from praising right now, if anything hinder us from lifting our voice to you, Lord, we ask you to remove it, Lord. We ask for your Holy Spirit to come in because we give ourselves away to you, Lord. We surrender to you, Lord. That's why we feel like going on, Lord. Because once you're in our life, Lord, we know everything is all right. So, Lord, we ask you, Father God, open our spiritual eyes, Lord. Open us up with our spiritual eyes, Lord. If we come in the time of reading about prayer and healing, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to heal this nation, Lord. Whether it's a spiritual thing or a physical thing, Lord. You know, some laying in the hospital right now, maybe even listening, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to bless that situation where there is a corona, where there is a diabetes, kidneys, heart disease, whatever it is, cancer, Lord, if it be your will, Lord, remove it and heal them with a complete healing, Lord. We know, Father God, that you're a doctor and never lost a patient, Lord. So we look at that word and we said transition, Lord, that we're not just being in a place for eternity until we see your eyes, Lord, until we see your son, that he let us see him. And he said, and he called us all in and said, well done, my faithful servant. He was over a few things, but now I'm going to have you over many things. So, Lord, we ask you to bless us, Lord. As we come, Lord, praying for one another, Lord, lifting one another up, Lord, even the ones that have been grieving, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless them, Lord. Bless them with strength, Lord. Let them know, Father God, that one day, Father God, this whole world going to be over with, Lord. Then we all want to come to you, Lord. Every knee would bow and every tongue would confess, Lord. So we ask you to speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. And we ask you all this in the precious name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. If we pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Just for your reading, you hear James. And we're going to begin at verse 13. As many of you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing songs. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. You know, many times that when you hear this word and you see people doing something, you might have been somewhere, you saw somebody praying for somebody because they're sick, praying for somebody because they're going through, praying for somebody, because they got to a point in their life, they said, enough is enough. And I'm going to tell you right now from the bottom of my heart, the scripture said when it said elders, it's not only talking about someone old, it's talking about someone that's a leader of the church. It's talking about someone leading the church. And then the leader of the church, they pray over them. They anoint them with the oil. And then they say this here, in the name of our Lord. Find out in the name of Jesus that when it ain't also in just in the awe, it's also into who you calling it on. You know, that's why the Bible said, he tells us if we ask, and it shall be given unto us. If a man don't ask for something, he won't get it. So we ask the Lord for healing. Somebody said, well, I ask a healing over my mother. I ask a healing for my brother, my sister. And God, you allow her to transition over. But I'm going to give you something, my brothers and sisters. Now, some of you probably know this here. When we say a few things when we pray to God, we supposed to say, I put it that way, we supposed to say, God, not I will, but thy will. See, God's healing to our healing might not be to him or he or she to stay here with us physically. His healing is when we say he's a doctor, had never lost a patient. His healing, it can be like this. This is what I'm putting at. It can be just like this. For they can be on this side or in rest until he called us home. He never lost one because when he healed them, he can heal them on this side while the blood is running warm, or he can transition them out of that body. The only way he can really heal them, help me, Holy Spirit, that he wanted to release them from all the pain and all the agony and pull them out. Man, you got people going around here taking a lot of medication, taking a lot of things just to live. And God said one time, Jesus said when he left, he said, you're going to be able to do greater things than I. And you start thinking, what could greater thing we could do? Man had thought about how to make vaccines and medication to help people. Then we know they have a lot of side effects to them. We never tell you not to take your medication, but we want to tell you this here, pray to the Lord. See, God will tell you, you might need to go on a fast. You might need to change your the eating habit, but your lifestyle, how you eat, what you drink, you know what I'm talking about, could turn the body down. You can't eat too much fried, you know. You can't eat too much sugar, you know. You can't eat too much of that lard, you know, we call it lard, but that grease, you know. Why I say that? Because, you know, as you do it, it's going to turn the organs down. You know, somehow, and then you look at it, the kidneys can't cleanse it all out because all the toxic of the food we got now. You wonder why some of our parents and some of our grandparents, their great parents, they lived on a lot of some of the stuff they said we not to eat today. But God was keeping them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was keeping them, and that's why they prayed. You know what I'm saying? They really believe. It wasn't like when you, some of us, when we pray about food, it's like we just saying words. But they really prayed and thanked God for the intestines, the people left them to eat. They made it out of a gourmet meal, you know. God blessed them. So I see and I understand. So I understand how we are in the midst of everything. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the speed of his, how he does it for us. And I know something. I might be dead wrong when I'm going to say this here, that God has a place for all of us, and we can't skip, and that's death. It's death. We can pray all we can on the sick, but you cannot miss transition if God said it is so. I'm telling you, so is my name. I remember my brother, man, and his name was Willie Watson. You know, he was praying for his mother. I can't, that stayed with me. You know, he came on one day. He said he had a special guest. Was gonna bring the word that day. Nobody knew who the guest was. I didn't. You know, I'm gonna put it that way. I ain't gonna speak to everybody. And he said he gonna speak today. You know, he said he started giving names. He gave names out, and the same people read out the same Bible that we read. They renowned speakers, the motivators, and people break down doors and want to see them. You know, and they gravitate to them. You know, he said, what is the difference between all the brothers and sisters that comes over here and express God's love? And then it's not always who's giving it. It maybe be condition of the people. Amen. And I started thinking about sometimes you might not have 1,000, but wherever God allow you to be able to also of any kind of authority over it, you thank God for the people that do listen. Now watch this here. He got up and he was saying, he bust out and said he was the one going to get a word today. And he gave his testimony. Now, I really don't know verbatim. I just, what stuck out to me, you know, some things just stick out. But what stuck out, man, he loved his mother. And he was praying for her. And he was praying for her. And God told him to get up. Don't tell me God won't speak to you. See, God will hear a sincere heart. You hear what I'm saying? God will hear a sincere heart. So he went through that transition with his mother and he loved his mother, you know, and then later the rest, and, you know, and years went by, and he wondered why he could cry so much on other people's losses, and he was still having cried on. And he asked a question one day. He asked this question. He said, why have I haven't grieved like I grieve on others, like I grieve on my, haven't grieved on my mother? Everybody was guessing, I texted him. I said, because God gave it to you then when he told you to get up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When he told you to get up, so y'all had a closure there. Because he told you, and if he can, you know, hit the one button, maybe one of these days he'll tell you, I might have messed somebody up. But if he could, if you could just understand his connection and his prayer to God, God gave him something for sustain him. So he wanted to break down. Because looking at your mother in a casket, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Looking at your mother, even when we had to go look at my mother, we had to go, you know, they gave her the dress, you know, they did her hair, you know, they polished her fingernails, you know, they put makeup on her, you know, they fixed her all up, you know what I'm talking about. And we had to go review the body for anybody to see the family and just seeing her on that garnet like that and just laying there, and you know she can't hear you physically, you know what I'm talking about. And you sitting there, and you know that you love your mother. And then now you get to present her to all so people can come by and say good things and eulogy about her. Why I'm going this way? Because death's going to happen sometime, and transition going to happen, and you never know when that hour might come. So God, prepare us so when we do have one of our loved ones. Now, I'm telling you, I really believe that I'm going to speak for myself now. I really believe that I'm going to heaven. Now, I'm going to tell you this from the bottom of my heart. Only God knows when that day going to be. You know what I'm talking about? And I'll tell you right now that we're trying to prepare ourselves to see him. So when I can speak for my mother and Brother Willie gave that, got that testimony, same way I feel, you know, when I saw my mother, I looked at her and she was better off. It was talking about amputating the legs and hands, you know, because she had diabetes ribbon. And all the organs start breaking down. They said, we don't think she can make it through the operation if we do all this here, you know. And we start thinking about what can we do. But you can see her legs, you know, if y'all don't mind me being a little graphic right here, it was just dead. It was just black, you know what I'm talking about. It was dead, you know. They wanted to cut it off, you know what I'm talking about. And we prayed. And God helped us just to make that decision. And we made that decision just like this here. We put it on the hospital. We prayed. 3 days, I watched my mother take her last breath. Yeah, yes, I cried. But it wasn't a cry that I didn't know where she was going. But it was a cry because I know I won't be able to hear her fuss at me. Watch this here. Cuss me out. Tell me why I came by, you know. He said, boy, you know where your mama, you remember where you stayed at, you know, all them little things, you know, and tell me, she's come by my house, Reverend Henry know it, she's come by there, you know, and eat with us every Sunday, you know, she loved playing the piano, you know, love God, you know, she knew the Lord because she raised me up in the Lord. But I've seen that, you know what I'm talking about, and I saw her take her last breath, and God gave me and my family strength. Yeah, it was hard on us, you know. And then I had to do the eulogy of it, you know, and God stripped me with that. But I'm telling you, we can pray. When God said it is done, we can't even stop it. We have to accept and allow, that songwriter, but another one did yesterday, we have to accept what God allowed. We have to accept it. You know, you got your mother here, you got your father here, you got your husband here, you got your wife here, you got your kids here. Maximize the time you have them here. Because one day, my brothers and sisters, I don't care what age you are today, one day God gonna want them back. And when he gets them back, you can cry all you want to. They will not come back. But one thing I've learned about David that time, you remember David? I had to stop there for a minute because he gave me something. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. David, young man, did a bad thing. Saw Bathsheba taking a bath. And it was customary they all be at war. And she didn't know. You know, she didn't know that. So she was out there taking a bath. So, you know, she wasn't covered. And he covered. He seen this woman and fell in love first sight with this woman. Knew Uriah was her husband, was a four-star general. And he went over there and he laid with her and he got her pregnant. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He got her pregnant, my brothers and sisters. And when giving her pregnancy, he wanted to find out a way how he can get Uriah to sleep with her. So he told him to go sleep with the wife, but he got him drunk. And Uriah, instead of going to Bathsheba, he stayed with the ark. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He stayed with the ark because he didn't want to. That's how much of respect he had for David and God. He even though he was a little toxic, he still stayed there. Now watch what happened, my brothers and sisters. That wasn't enough. So David said he got with his one of his captains. He said, I want you to put him in front of the lion. I want you to put him in front of the line. And once they put, you don't never put a four-star general in front of the line. You put everybody, the infantry right in front of them to fight him. And they allowed him to get in front of him. So once he got in front of the line, everybody know that was a suicide mission. And then he died. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he died. So God told David, he said, that child you got, I'm going to kill him. Oh, I'm in the book. He said, I'm going to kill that child. Now, that's God telling him that. If we walk up and tell you what God told me, he's going to kill your child, man, you'd think we went crazy. But God told David this because he had a personal relationship with David. David was a man after God's own heart. And God said, so David took a fast, and he was praying. He was praying and fasting to God to heal his son because he got sick. And then God healed him. Kept hearing the prayer, and all the servants came by and looking at him and asking, what's wrong, King? One of the writers put out and said, they put a woman before him, and he wouldn't move. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He wouldn't move. Not the king, David. Not the man had wives and concubines. He wouldn't move when he saw it because he was praying and fasting for his God to hear him. And I love that man. I love how God bless him because it's a lesson in that because God will take you, allow you to go through that thing. And this is what David did for us, how he strengthened me when I read that. And I love how he did it because you can use it today. God helped him through his adversity because he made a mistake. He made a mistake. And him being making a mistake, look what he did. He tried to make it right by going to the Lord. But God, so when God said he's going to do something, my brothers and sisters, you can book it. If he said, if you got a word from the Lord and you heard from God told you to he's going to do something in your life, you can book it. Just like he told Brother Widdow to get off his feet. I want you to get off your feet because I heard your prayer. he gave you strength. So he gave Brother Widdow the strength to see his mother and raise up like he did. So when David seen this and they find out and they told David the son had died. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It was contemplating because they didn't want to go to him because the man had been fasting and praying. And then David, what he did, he went on, took a shower, changed his clothes, ate, combed his hair, and went to the sanctuary. And they said, what's wrong with you, David? He said, David, your son was going through. You were praying and fasting, but now you just see. And I love that scripture. David said, he said it out of his heart. He said, one thing I know, if y'all don't mind if I do it like this, he can't come to me, but I can go back to him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what helped me in life when I see my loved one has passed on. than transition. That's what you have to. If they had a relationship with the Lord, oh help me, Holy Spirit, and you have a relationship with the Lord, knowing that you believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection, and you try to live close as you possible can to that light, that you're gonna see your loved ones again. Oh help me, Holy Spirit, and seeing your loved ones again, you know what you're gonna do? You know what's gonna happen? You know what? God gonna allow you to get a reprieve for all maybe the some years or maybe a little short time that you didn't around. Maybe it might be a year, maybe 10 or 15 years. God gonna give you that when you see him. And he might give you a little time to see your mother. But oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'll put you back in the scripture.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then when you see your father, you see your father, you see your auntie, you see your brother, you see your cousin, just for a little minute, a second, you might say, thank you, Lord, I got to see him. And then you see his face. Oh, help me,
That's Holy Spirit.
Then you see his face.
Yes, sir.
Hey. You see his face.
And
when you see his face, everything you thought about missing mama, go away. Everything you thought about missing daddy, go away. Everything you thought about missing auntie, granny, going to go away because just to see his face. Help me, Holy Spirit. Just to see his face. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible says every time. Let me do something, right? Oh, man, I'm supposed to get this thing. I can't stay long. Let's do something, Sister Spirit. It's really right here. Y'all don't mind. That's a little revelation for a minute. That's different a little bit.
Come on now.
Because you might be right along with me when I was thinking about this. This is just the Holy Spirit. Y'all don't mind. Look what the Holy Spirit said to me now. To me over here, and Brother Randy and Sister's brother, Randy, I think Randy talked this a long time. We was on the background last year here. Randy talked this lesson a long time ago. Well, we read it a few times, and like we was going to go over the revelation one by one, you know, and sometime where we got stuck right here. Revelation 7, you know, talking about chapter 13, I mean, 7 and verse 13. I'm going to start right there because I just don't have no sense. It said, in the one of the elders, help me, Holy Spirit. Answered and said unto me, what are these arrayed? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in white robes. Help me, priestess, priestess, Lord. Let me do it again. I'm getting happy because I'm getting to see my father.
Amen.
He said, and one of these elders answered and said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes and which come there? Now, hear me again. He said this reference. He said, and I say unto him, sir, thou knowest. You know what, brothers and sisters? We know too much. You can't be thinking
that's
slick.
It.
We know too much, man. God,
all right.
He said, the elder. And I would talk. I talked to Reb. I said, Reb, man, I see this, Reb, and I got some problems with it. Reb looked at me like he's supposed to. Brother, you know that. You know what you're doing. You know what I just angle. You know, and I come to my senses. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I come to my senses right quick, Brother Rand. And I looked at that, and I said, he's telling me right. Because now I can't see. I can't watch this here. Now, I've been around some sin. I don't like to bring them up. I've been around some sin.
Right.
It sticks to my heart. Some of the things I did. I don't edify in my past. Unless God allow me to minister to somebody, to help somebody along. I don't bring it up like casually, like it sickens me with the things I did outside of Christ. So watch this here. So he did this here, and he said, watch this here. This stuck with me, man. He said, and I say unto him, sir, he said, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation and having washed their robes and made them white. Well, watch it, Reverend. I believe this book now. In blood of what? Of the Lamb. Now, I'm trying to hear you. I feel like preaching a little bit. Let me tell you something. Well, I know he might give me a glimpse, Brother Randy, to see my mother, my father, the one who raised me. My grandfather just died about 2 years ago when 97 years old. I know he's going to let me see my grandmama. I have never met. I know he's going to let me see my auntie when I was incarcerated, and they didn't let me know. She passed. I know they're going to let me see him one day because they came up in tribulation, man. Tribulation.
Yeah.
And they were washed with the blood. No
No one can tell me that because I got a connection with the Lord. And when you have a connection with the Lord, he's going to bring you up to see him again. But that ain't going to be the end of the story. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to be the end of the story. You know what's going to be the end of the story? When I see his face. That blood.
All right.
Right about it. Oh, I know I'm right about it.
That's
because
right. That's right. That's
things,
right.
Brother, man. We go through some things
right.
on this side. You know, we go through the pain,
mm-hmm.
agony,
yeah.
misunderstood
mm-hmm.
by a whole lot of people
yeah.
because they look out the corner of my door and they understand the spiritual and the supernatural. Help me with it, Lord. I come today to tell you God is sick and tired of making excuses because we want to play. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
We want to play.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man,
isn't it the carnal eye?
If you're going to look at
come
something,
on, my brother.
And you're
gonna tell
say,
it. Tell
you look
it.
At it, and
tell
you're going to see it, and you're going to see it for yourself one
yes,
day. You're going to say, Lord, I heard Brother D. I heard Brother Randall.
Mm-hmm.
I hear every Sunday.
Amen.
I heard him.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I love seeing
mm-hmm.
him.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah.
Because
tell
it's fun
it.
And it tastes right. But one day,
preach
oh, help me,
brother, preach.
Oh, help me on
tell it.
One day
name
that you're going to say,
one
Lord,
day.
I just
day.
Need an opportunity to ask forgiveness. One day
yes.
you're going to have to
one
ask
day.
For every little thing you've done
day.
In this body. Only thing, only
one
thing,
day.
Brother D, only thing you have to worry about if you repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
If you
mm-hmm.
repent.
Now,
repent
I got to get
for the remission
the
of your sin.
Yes, sir. I got to get in the Word.
Yeah,
no, I got
tell
to
it.
Get in the Word. It's home. It's home. Let me back up and say,
mm-hmm.
I said unto him, Brother Randy, I said unto him, Brother D, I said unto him, Reverend Henry,
name
I said
mm-hmm.
unto him, God's plan. You know what I said unto him? Thou knowest.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it.
I'm trying to hear
yeah.
you, man. I'm trying to,
yes,
yeah, I'm trying to hear you, man. You know, I'm in this office acting the fool.
Yeah, I know
I'm
it.
I'm going to get out of here, man.
Tell it, Lord. Tell it.
Let me do this again. And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest, Brother Mike.
mm-hmm.
Brother Mike, thou knowest this, Brother Willie. God knows it, Brother Nutty. God knows it, Brother Mark. God knows it. Oh, you can't fool God. You can't fool God. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
can't
he
fool
said
it.
This here because I need to be happy a little bit. Let me get I started crying a little bit. Y'all stay with me. And he said to me,
come on, my brother.
These
come
are
on,
things
mm-hmm.
which came out of the great tribulation and have washed
right.
their what?
Yeah.
Their robe and made white
mm-hmm.
and what? Blood of the
mm-hmm.
Lamb. Oh, help me, hold.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Not, don't you sound
yeah.
right. Go, let me tell you. Let me,
why
oh, I can't finish this. I know I can't finish this. But I feel like preaching a little bit.
Why?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever imagined in your mind to take a red, and now watch this here. We believe it's red, but it starts out
yes,
blue.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But when you open
yes,
the wound, it turns red. I'm going to give you a little bit. But
mm-hmm.
we found out with that red stuff, you know, that red stuff, Reverend, that red stuff, Brother D, and it
yeah,
gets in your
yeah.
garment. You know what I'm talking about? You go get Purex. You get shot out. You,
mm-hmm.
know? You get everything trying to
mm-hmm.
get that thing out of there. Oh, but
yes,
this
sir.
Blood here. Hey, this blood
why,
of him.
Yes,
when they
sir,
seen
why,
him, brother, see, brother, hey, brother, you know what it is? Whatever you did in your past, whatever you did
you,
just before you got on here,
oh,
and you asked God for forgiveness, them tribulations,
in the name of
he
Jesus.
Washed
why?
It. Oh, he washed it.
Mm-hmm.
He washed it, brother.
He
washed
it. And then he washed it whiter. He washed.
Is,
yes,
he I can't. I, still,
yes.
I just can't compromise.
He washed.
I'm trying to hear you.
Nah.
I can't compromise that.
Come on, my
blood
come on.
Can turn a garment white.
mm-hmm.
I just compromise this
yes,
in my flesh and mind.
Yes,
I just can't compromise this. I said, how did you get way over here? Let me go with something. I'm going to put
thank
y'all that just got on. I'm going to try to tie this up again.
Thank
this
you,
is what I started that, Joe. And you know, I didn't got stuck. He said, and James, now y'all stay where y'all in Revelation. I'm going to give you something for putting
mm-hmm.
up. James says over here in 5 and 13,
okay.
is there any among you afflicted? Let him let him pray.
Yeah.
Is any
yeah.
man in any marriage, let him sing a song, Brother Randy. I got
mm-hmm.
stuck right here. He said, is any sick among you?
Oh, yeah.
I just got
oh, yeah.
He said, let
oh,
he
yeah.
said, let him call the elders of the church.
Mm-hmm.
I just got stuck.
Yeah.
He said, let them pray over you, Brother D, and knowing them.
And
with
go
Debo,
ahead.
Debo,
yes.
Debo, let them know you. Oh, don't
yes,
fight them up.
Yes,
you know, I know these people
yes.
trying to play with that stuff.
In
he said, let them
yes.
be anointed you are. And then he said, look at here. He said, my book said, he said, just like this now. He said, in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, I got
oh, yeah.
He took me all around to David. He took me all around Brother Willie. He took me all around my lifestyle. Oh, you got one, too. It's somebody you
oh, yeah.
Oh, it's somebody at the dinner table. No, ain't going to be at Thanksgiving with you this year. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's some people. You can't go to the house and go see no more. You can't call no more.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you one
yeah.
thing. Oh. It's going to be just like this. They're going to look at you. They're going to say, you know,
oh,
Brother
yeah.
D. Them the one was in the tribulation.
yeah.
You know, Brother man. Them the one was in the tribulation. You know what happened to him, Brother Randy? They got washed.
oh, yeah.
Now, I don't
oh, they got washed.
I really don't believe the last.
Oh, they got washed. They got washed.
You will be washed. With the blood, I'm supposed to hear you.
Yeah.
Hear you. He said, let me, y'all pray for me, man, because I feel preaching a little bit here. He said, therefore,
mm-hmm.
I'm back on
mm-hmm.
Revelation 7 and 15. Boy, my eyes is, ooh. My eyes watery over here, man. Y'all pray for him. He said, oh, help me. He's beautiful, man. Don't you see how he moved with this same Brother D? Don't you see how he moved with this same Reverend Henry? Don't you see how he moved with this same Brother Henry? We don't rehearse nothing. It comes from the heart. The Bible said,
he said,
I got to go. He told his disciples, this Reverend, and he told, I got to go. But I'm going to leave you something, brother. I'm going to leave you the comforter.
Yeah.
Oh, help me on the spirit.
Right.
He said, this
right.
comforter
right.
is the Holy exactly. Ghost. And you know what he said about
I'm
that? I'm going from the Lord. He said, this comforter will bring, he said, it will bring things back to me.
Oh,
that. He said, he will teach you all
remember.
Things.
yeah.
And bring it back to your remembrance. Oh, you know what
that's
I don't
right.
know about you?
That's
if
right.
you in the will of the Lord, if you follow the Lord
mm-hmm.
and you hold on to his unchanging hand, I'm telling you, so in my name there, he will bring it back to your remembrance. Have up God and
yes, sir.
Remember
the word says.
Bring it back. Verse 15. He said, Therefore are they that before the throne of God, oh help me, Holy Spirit, and serving mm-hmm. him. What? Day and night in his temple.
Mm-hmm.
And he, oh, help me, oh, that sit on the throne, to dwell among them. Oh, help me. Y'all want to finish it for me. I got to get out of here, y'all. He said, day, Reverend, Brother Rent,
mm-hmm.
day, you know,
day.
We don't get this chance. We, can I say that? We're going to be around the throne.
Thank
and
you,
day
Jesus.
And night, we, I'm
going
to speak to the man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sitting
yeah.
around the throne. Dwelling among them, and look what he gonna do to us. Cause some of them ain't never fast, Brother Randy. Oh, you gonna fast this day?
Okay.
Look what he said. he said they shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Either look at that, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them into the living. Reverend Henry. Fountain
mm-hmm.
of water, and look,
yes,
he said,
sir.
And God shall wipe away. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit!
All right,
all of their tears. He said,
mm-hmm.
they shall wipe away all of their tears.
Oh,
hey, you remember when I said that? Now I want y'all to finish it, folks. I got to get out of here. Don't you know what I said about this? This was the Holy Spirit. He just gave me on the spot, but I knew it in my heart that I'm gonna get to see my mother. Oh, yeah, me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He gonna let me get a glimpse to see her, brother.
Amen.
My auntie, man, I didn't get to see my auntie for she passed. I was incarcerated, man. That hurting me, man.
I'm gonna get to see
you. Know what I'm talking about? My mother's older sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? But God gonna give me the chance to see her again, because I know she knew God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And I'm gonna say this with
him.
That ain't gonna be the only thing that he gonna let me see when I see his
mm-hmm.
face. But the Bible says
right,
they gonna be need no life. Don't need that we gonna worry
mm-hmm.
about the eat. Don't know we worry about nothing, cause we gonna be right in his throne, day and night, and lifting up our voice and thanking him. Cause no more hunger, no more thirst, no more heat.
Yes.
Cause the Lamb of God gonna be in the midst of this throne, feeding us, man,
mm-hmm.
feeding us the living fountain of water. That means that water is not going to stop flowing.
Yeah.
Oh, hear me. You remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that song? He said that blood is reaching to the high his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that blood that flows. How it go, Reverend Henry? To the low is silent.
Low
is silent. How it go, Brother Man? He said, I know that blood that keeps me.
Gives me
from day to day.
From day to day.
It would never lose its power. I didn't come with the grip of the book, right? I didn't come up with
the grip of the book,
but I'm going to tell you something. God has blessed me with this morning. I have never, I hate to use the word. I'm going to tell y'all, I read and study. Don't think I don't read and study. But God just brings it from the heart. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I hate the whole James.
Yeah.
But he took it there for a reason. So I'm going to do something with obedience. If you have some problem of your loved one gone. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something that you know you can't do nothing about it. You can't go to them. You've been grieving, and it's hurting you to your heart. Let me tell you something, my brother and sister. I can't tell you but one thing, but just go in prayer to the Lord and ask God for strength and ask God to help you where you are hurting at. And I'm going to tell you something again from the bottom of my heart. I love the understanding of the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost has a way of moving in our life that we are happy when we understand the scripture. But when we get complex,
we don't understand.
Yes. So let me tell you something. That's as long as help us. And I'm going to be
another word.
I know I didn't get it all out, but I don't want to leave you under the phone. That's alone helped me every time because he told to do it. He said, "But I would have not you to be ignorant, brethren."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Concerning them which are asleep." Now, I don't know how I got on here, Brother D. I was talking about prayer. I don't know how I got over it, but y'all keep praying for me. Can I do it again? He said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren." I get my eyes bothering me. I'm over here. I'm crying. He said that you sorrow not, even as other which have no hope. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, don't do that. They're just asleep.
You have hope.
He said, don't be crying like one of them don't have no hope. Where you going to go? Trust me.
Amen.
This is what he said. He said, "For if we believe," that's what he said now, Brother D, that little word,
yes.
We believe
you have
that Jesus died and rose again. I don't have to go to Roman to get this one.
Yes.
Even so, them also which are asleep, watch this here, this other word, in Jesus will God be, what do you say, bring with him. Let me do it again. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, Brother D, again.
Yes, if you only believe.
He said, even so them also which is sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. He said, but this, when they say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Help me. We ain't going to go for them, brother. He said, "This was going to happen. I'm going to give you something so he can help you with." He said, "For the Lord, to ascend from heaven." Now, I'm going to come down. He said, "With a shout." He ain't coming they sang the same song again. Oh, I don't know why they tell me to stand. Why he always got to sing that song? And, he gonna come down, brother. Because he already came through generation, right? He gonna come down from heaven, and he gonna shout with a voice of archangel. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you hear this, Reverend and Brother Good teacher, Brother D. When you hear archangel, they ain't talking about one person, brother. It's gonna sound like a thousand people. But it's gonna be one voice, but you're gonna be thinking of a host of angels saying this here when he say this here. Can I read it? He said, with the trumpet of God and the dead in Christ should rise first. then we which are alive and said and remain should be called up together with
called
them
up.
In the cloud and the feet of the Holy Spirit in meeting the Lord in the air. Look at this here. So shall we ever. He said, look what he said. He said, be with the Lord. Well, can I do it again? I like that part because look what he said. Them which are alive. We might be still alive, brothers and sisters. We might not get to die, you know, y'all won't say it like that. We might get to transition that we might be still here when he come back. Because we talked about that tribulation a while ago, who came over. Now, this is what he said. He said, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in a cloud to meet the Lord in the air and shall, he said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Wherefore, with the Lord.
This was all that reading I did, but wherefore? Can I do it again? Wherefore? I'm a little country boy, you know, I got a little speech impediment. I'm going to try to get it out. I heard Brother D messing with Brother D yesterday when he talked about the pink tongue. What did he say? Pink tongue?
Yeah, pink tongue, ain't it? Yes, sir.
He said, name of
Jesus.
That was a beast out there.
We changed the syllables up.
You know, you can't. You just got down on Google to help you get your syllables right. You know, watch this here. He said, wherefore? He said, comfort one another with these words. That stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
Comfort one another with these words. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something, brother. I'm talking pretty loud. God had me crying, had me doing something with the word. So I feel like I encouraged myself and no one else didn't receive. I asked you if something received and that you didn't get, you don't understand. I got some well-capable people that hit this one button can help me. I have to transition. I want you guys to pray with me and pray for me. Man. I love God. I love everyone over here. I thank you for your faithfulness. I ask you to keep us in your prayer. I know one day, soon, and one day, you know they I don't knock the racing game. I love racing. Don't get me wrong, but Orlando is a little far off, Reverend. Somebody know what I'm talking about. It's a little far. It don't have a promised date.
Amen.
You know, they got no like a promise date.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
This is the thing because I got to hurry up. It's not promised because we don't know what the next hour and time is going to be, but we're going to pray for them guys too because they're getting themselves mentally ready to go do some racing in a few weeks now. But it ain't promised, though. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
It's promised.
That ain't promised.
Man's hand was put here. Well, I keep on tripping. I said I'm going to quit. But man was put here. He shall die. He will die.
He was
born with a woman with a fruit trouble. Whether he was over fruit trouble.
Yeah.
And right now, we're in trouble right now. Right now, we're in trouble a little bit. But let me tell you this. But that's the part
of a woman.
Because Joel asked a question over there, 13 or 14 around there. He said, shall a man live again, real?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to ask him for myself. Yes. Soon as you accept the
Lord
as your Savior, that's when you start
living.
Yes, sir. That's when you start living. I live it. Oh, man. Ooh. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
y'all pray for my strength in the Lord, man. And if it be his will, man, he give us strength for myself and others whoever come out trying their best to convey the word. And my brothers and sisters, we are here for prayer. We are here for misunderstanding. We even here for enlightening on the word. You know, I learned that a fire, a little spark could just spread. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
I got burned today.
Mm-hmm.
Brother D, I got burned.
Man.
I got the bullet. I'm here, man, but I got to get off. I love you, brothers, man. I love you, brothers and sisters. I love you all.
Yes, sir. Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord today. That's beautiful. I can do a little testifying he was speaking on that, grieving behind loved ones. But God, through prayers of the saints, when I was losing my mother, and I know you not spoke about it, and I brought it to God's plan and to the church, and loved ones was praying for me, and God gave strength, even
yes,
still giving that
yes,
strength, even right now. And I was feeling a little guilty because the family was really they was really hurt. Mom was the glue. We have a pretty large family, and God blessed her to raise us in the Lord. And my father as well. We were raised in the Lord. And God gave the strength that even now, when I feel a little missing, God quickly, he quickly put something, it just lifts any kind of whatever I'm feeling. God moves in real quickly.
Yes,
and then one day, he told me, I'm just as sure as I'm talking, y'all, boy spoke to me. He said, He told me, he said, why are you seeking the living among the dead?
Among the dead. I feel
chills right now, as I said.
Yes.
God is wonderful.
Yes.
He will burn
yes, he is,
your
right.
burden
yes, he
for
is.
You. He will lift
yes, he will.
Your bow
oh, yes,
head.
He will.
Yes, he will. A lot of people talk about their problems, but they need to talk about what God has done. We can't say enough of what he has done. This lesson this morning, he blessed us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I sent Grim Brian a text, man, and man, in the midst of that good text, I had prayer, because little things that I was going through and in the midst of that, God just gave strength, even in the midst of that text, I just asked, and I received real quickly, because I want to be just what God had me to be. I don't want to let nothing get in the way of my praise for the Lord, of my worship for the Lord.
Yes,
if it had not been for the Lord blessing me, if it had not been for the Lord delivering me, if it had not been for the
where
Lord,
where would I be?
Yeah, just shining.
Where would
light,
I be?
Where I can love unconditionally.
Yes,
where I don't have to worry about holding on to grudges, but I can just freely love, even though that despite me, use me, I can pray for them and just love on them. Oh, and let God just have his way. So I just want to thank God for this, thank God for this morning, If question was asked.
Thank him.
Is there any sick among you? God asks, he wants to do something for you. Only thing you have to do is just turn it over to him. Who would
just turn it over
like that?
Like this.
consider your ways and turn it over to him. So I just want to thank God for his strength. Thank God for his blessing. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God for even, hallelujah. Thank you. Amen, Martha. She sends in gentle light. The more we live like Jesus, the more others will be drawn to him. The more we live like Jesus, the more others will be drawn to him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
It's good. Yes, he is. Yes,
try him. They sing a song, I tried him and I know him. I found him to be a friend. I found him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mother for the mother.
Yes, sir.
Father for the
father. A new purpose. A new purpose she sends in with our new life in Christ. We have been given a new purpose. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful today. Beautiful to lay.
Yes,
I just want to tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this lesson. And Brian, thank you for strength God gives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God today Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for understanding. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for grace. Even if you're experiencing a new day, you ought to tell him thank you. Hallelujah. If you, he gave you another chance, another chance that you may be better, hallelujah, for him. Another chance that you may experience his goodness. Another chance to learn more of him, more wisdom, more knowledge, more strength, more love, more experience with God on this side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we can understand.
Amen, on this side.
Hallelujah.
On this side.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Praise the Lord today.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Praise him. Praise him while
we have yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him while we have
thank you, Lord. That's it. That's
what
it. Oh, that we would praise him.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir.
Yes,
Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Ain't he good,
mm-hmm.
real?
Yes,
him
yes,
just
yes,
good
yes.
all the time.
Yes,
he
yes.
just good
hallelujah.
All the time.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
Thank you.
And he's real, he's true and worthy to be praised.
That's it.
Martha
thank
said
you,
we live more like him. He said, let your light
mm-hmm.
shine and man see your good work and glorify your
mm-hmm.
Father. Yes, sir.
That's
we
it.
Need to do just that,
that's
eh, Father? Live closer
mm-hmm.
to the word. If we just walk upright before man, our light will shine. God is good.
Mm-hmm.
God is
you,
good. God is good and God is good.
Yeah,
and
you,
then he's
thank
just
you,
better
Lord.
Than good.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say when I can't say nothing else, I can always tell him, thank you, Lord, because you didn't have to do it. When he's so
yeah,
taste and see that the Lord is good.
Mm-hmm.
He's no shorter than his word.
That's
I heard
it.
My brother say again, some teary-eyed this morning. I found
mm-hmm.
myself yesterday in the same situation, right down the mm-hmm. highway, just crying, tears of joy. Oh, he'll make,
mm-hmm.
you, he'll make you cry sometimes. He'll make you cry with a smile on your face because he just, that good. He's just that good. He's truly worthy. God has truly shown up and shown out
mm-hmm.
this morning. You know, my brother, I heard him when the Lord told David he was going to kill that child.
Mm-hmm.
I like what David did. I like what David did. David gave himself over to the Lord, didn't he? When David said, look, he said, he can't come back, but I can go where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
David, that man know that I can turn from my sinful ways and seek the Lord Almighty. I can go and be with my child one day. That's all you got. That's all
yeah.
you're telling man. If we just walk away from the sin, get out this carnal body and mind that we're in. We can't get out the body. That's what they want. If we're right, more alive. That's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
He's already done more for you than any amount of money could do, than any man on earth could do. He woke you this morning. Well, he woke you this morning. And then he woke you in your right mind. That right there
yeah,
is enough to
it.
Make you want to tell God, thank you. If you have nothing else, that's enough to tell him thank you. He woke you this morning. Some of us got loved ones that's gone. I heard my brother say, I'm going to see him one day. I'm going to see my mother's face one day.
Mm-hmm.
But above all,
yeah.
I want to see Jesus face to face. I want to see the man that made me face to face. I want to see the man that hung bed and died and saved me. I better see him face to face. Oh, what a blessed day. What a gorgeous, lovely day it would be to be able to tell God, thank you, face to face. You didn't have to do it, but you did. What a lesson. What a lesson.
Thank
you should
Lord.
Be shouting for
joy.
Behind a lesson like that, Rev, they should be shouting for joy this morning. You should truly
yeah.
be shouting for joy. You really should be shouting for joy. I can't think of nothing I like better than to feel the Lord show up in my life. I can't think of nothing I like better than to feel him move all over me. All over me. I just love it when the Lord move within. You find yourself in a bad situation if the Lord take his hands off you. If the Lord get his hands on you, someone said you should show some signs. At some point in time, you should show some signs. At some point in time, you should let the world know that I'm on the Lord's side. And I just want to tell him thank you. I truly thank him in my life today.
Praise
God.
The Lord
has been good. He's worked miracles in my life. He's done more for me than I could ever dream of doing for myself. He's truly been better to me. I've done some things in my life that I look back over my life right now, and I said, Lord, what was I thinking? But God was so just until he kept me around, gave me another chance. And I just can't tell him thank you enough. Someone said if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him enough. Oh, your heart should burn within. I had a sermon like that. I had the word of God being preached like that. Your soul should burn within.
Yeah.
Tell him thank you. Ain't he good? God's good.
Yeah.
He said, I heard my brother say, he said, you'll be caught up in the midst of the air to be with the Lord. God is just, ooh, Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
Just tell him thank you. Yeah. Just tell him thank you. Good, Rev. It's good. Good to know.
Praise
I just
Lord.
Don't know how blessed they are. Just don't know how blessed we are. Yes, you look at all the turmoil in this world that we're living in. You're finding killing and robbery and rapes and murder. You find them in cities and towns that you never dreamed of in time past. And you find that it's taking place right now. But the Lord saw fit to allow your golden years to keep rolling on. And you will open your mouth and tell God thank you. I don't see, Reb, I tell you, I just don't see how a man can sit like a man on a log and not praise God.
All right. All right.
When he's keeping you here. He's keeping you here. David lost a son and saw fit to praise him. Lost a child, but he saw fit to tell God. I can get right. I can go be with him. My mother's gone. My father's gone. Granddad is gone. I got uncles that's gone. I got aunties that's gone. I got two sisters that's gone. But if I live right, I can go be with him. I can go to a place where there's no sin. I can go to a place where I don't have to worry about the light going out real. I can go to a place, they said we're living in times now, to where they created windmills. Some is fighting against it. They call it technology. I can go to a place where I don't have to worry about technology. I don't have to worry about my light bill being paid. I don't have to worry about someone telling me they're going up on my rent. My house note been raised. I don't have to worry about that. Oh, I'm going to a place where there'll be none. No more about goodbyes. I don't have to worry about that no more. All I got to do is live right. I heard him say, if you live right, you surely die right. Well, I'm going to do what I can for the Lord while I can, real. I'm going to do what I can while I can.
That's
I'm going to tell somebody
that's
about
it.
A man called Jesus. They told me, they said, Brother D, they said, you ought to give it up. He said, you're doing an eating service among nothing but heathens. I said, if I just get to one, my job is well done. I'm going to do what I can while I can. That's all I can tell you, sisters and brothers. That's all I can tell you. I'm going to do what I can while I can. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Work while it's day.
Yes.
And night comes.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Work while it's day.
Thank you.
He
Thank
said,
you.
When night come, no man working in it. Night no man.
Mm-hmm. No man.
No man.
Thank you, sir.
No man.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise
so we'll
the
say
Lord.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know, Rev, there's no hymn
in
my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Say yes, Lord.
All right.
My soul is wrapped up, tied up and anchored in Jesus. I'm so glad to know that I'm suited and booted in a man called Jesus. Because my soul say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Very good. God,
yes,
God.
Sir.
So good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, he is. Yes. Praise him while you have a chance.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise him while the blood is running warm in your vein.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. God, thank
you. If nobody has hit the one button, so we can pray. I got to step off. Praise the Lord. We can pray. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So like you got a little fire up on you. You want to give us a prayer, Brother D?
Yes, I will. I'm always ready, willing and able to do everything I can when it comes to my Father. You are to bear with me. I'm in this truck. I'm in this
mm-hmm.
truck. It's going to be a little noise. I'm going to do what I can while I can. And each and every last one of you all, if you can bow your heads, give God your heart and your ear, pray along with us as we pray. Brother, he's going to do what he asked to do. Father God, we come before you this morning. Come and Father, with just a word of thanks. We thank you for allowing your word to go out this morning. We thank you, Father, for those that you gave to hear your word. We thank you, Lord, for the man of God that brought the word. Father, we ask that you continue to bless us. Continue to keep us, Lord God. Father, we ask that you would just move across this land. We find ourselves right now in a world that just knows nothing but evil, Lord. We find ourselves tied up in a world where people just don't want to hear your word. But we know that you are God and you're God all by yourself. We know you said in your word that before Satan had more souls, you said you would turn rocks into souls. We ask you right now, Lord, that you would just show up. Continue to show out in our lives. Continue to keep, Father, when we can. We need you like we've never needed you before. We find that sin is rampaging across this land right now. But we know a God that sits high and he looks low. We know a God that is able to do all things but fail. Father, we ask that you touch right now. Touch the sick and the shut in. Touch the bereaved, Father. Give them a mind to understand that you make no mistakes. Let them know that you're God and that you're God all by yourself. Let them know that you're still sitting on the throne of grace and that you're still able to heal right now in your holy name. We need you, Lord, and we love you. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Ask that you just continue to bless right now. Let every heart say amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. We just tell him thank you. Tell God thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. In your holy name. I can tell you this, Rip. Him able. That's
yes,
all I can
sir.
Tell, man.
Yes, sir.
Him able. I have to take the word if out. I can't say if. You don't deal in if. Come on, my brother. Come on. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. Yes. 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 Amen. Yes, Lord, yes.
Serving the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir.
We'll
pay off after a while. Serving God, it'll pay off. After a while, oh yeah, just keep working every day, whatever is right. After a while, I've got to keep on working. Yes, I have. Because I want my starry crown. I know my way. My way will get brighter, even though my friend sometimes let me down. And oh, what a time it will be when I'll be serving the Lord, and oh, it'll pay off after a while.
Maybe that song doesn't mean anything to anybody. Unless you're a person that has ever had to cry yourself to sleep at night, hurt over somebody who said they loved you. But I'm glad today, whether it was a relationship or mom and daddy hadn't told you they loved you in a long time, I'm glad that 2,000 years ago, somebody asked Jesus, "How much do you love me?" He said, "You know what? I love you this much."
Much.
And I'm glad he died for me.
Amen. I'm glad he loved me when I didn't even love myself.
Oh, it's a beautiful day, y'all.
Jesus went to Calvary.
Help me go back.
To save the wretch like you and me. That's love.
Anybody remember that?
That's love.
Say that again with me. I don't know what it means, but
Jesus went.
Where did he go?
To Calvary.
To do what? And your daddy don't tell you they love you. You know what it means to be loved. If nobody ever pats you on the back, you know what it means to be loved. You didn't get no chocolates for Valentine's Day. Nobody called you, said they loved you. You gave your all to your child. Act like they don't appreciate you. You ain't even seen your daddy. You don't know where he is, but mama walk in the house, got a boyfriend, she ain't got no time for you. What it really-